talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Could there be a delay in next week's scheduled Electoral College vote? That's what a Northern Virginia congressman wants.
Congressman Don Beyer says that Congress should postpone the Electoral College vote until each elector can receive an intelligence briefing due to questions over whether Russia intruded into the elections to help Donald Trump win. A number of electors who are scheduled to meet Monday have released an open letter to the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, requesting information about ongoing investigations on ties between Trump and, quote, Russian government interference in the election. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Metro Board of Directors votes today on whether and how much to cut back late night service. Earlier this month, the board committee approved closing at 11:30 on weeknights, 1 a.m. Fridays and Saturdays.
One sticking point at that meeting could come up again, whether the board should reevaluate the new schedule after 1 year or two. Board Chair Jack Evans from D.C. said,
"We are not willing to go beyond a year."
But board member Michael Goldman said,
"Since we as a board look at fares every 2 years, I don't see why we shouldn't look at our hours of service every 2 years."
Evans threatened a jurisdictional veto of the new service hours if the full board votes in favor of a 2-year sunset today. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The interest rate hike the Fed announced yesterday could usher in some big changes in investing that are four decades in the making.
This increase is just the second one in a decade, but they like to be unpredictable, the Fed, says financial analyst Rick Edelman.
In 1994, the Fed raised interest rates 6 times in a single year.
Edelman's prediction is a new era starting next year.
People have been lulled into a false sense of confidence because interest rates have been steadily declining for the past 35 years. That party is over.
And that changes everything for your investments, he says.
We are now about to experience an entirely new environment.
Edelman can be heard Saturday mornings here on WMAL. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
President Obama has declined to put his signature on legislation renewing sanctions against Iran.
President Obama faced a midnight deadline to sign the 10-year renewal of the decades-old sanctions law. But in an unexpected move, the president is letting it become law without his signature. Iran's president has vowed to respond if the sanctions were renewed, arguing they violate terms of the U.S.-Iran nuclear deal. The White House disagrees, but had said Obama would sign it begrudgingly despite deeming it unnecessary. The White House says the president still has the authority to waive all nuclear sanctions that were lifted as part of the deal reached with Tehran, a deal sharply criticized by President-elect Donald Trump. I'm Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe wants to amend the state's budget to find nearly $32 million additional dollars that would be spent on improving mental health care and on the fight against opioid abuse. Good news for pro basketball fans, there will be no lockout and no strike for at least the next 6 years. The NBA and its players' union have agreed on a new collective bargaining agreement.
The league's average salary is expected to jump from $5 million to nearly $9 million annually and includes provisions enhancing the ability of small market teams to retain their best players. Schedule changes are coming too, like a shorter preseason and an earlier start to the regular season and more off days. Joe Ramsey, WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,793, the NASDAQ at 54.37. Sports, the Wizards put together a 45-point third quarter and beat Charlotte. College ball, Howard loses. NHL, the Caps are off till tomorrow. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Imagine I'm no different than you.
Rush. We just want to laugh.
Oh. The Rush Limbaugh Show.
It's going to have a fun quotient to it.
More than just politics. Weekdays noon till 3.
Rush.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
The Big Screen Store. It's game on. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. Just ask our customers.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
This week at the Big Screen Store. When you buy one, you get three. A 4K Samsung 70-inch and two 50-inch TVs, just $19.99. The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Shop Historic Occoquan with over 70 specialty shops and restaurants. Historic Occoquan.
Looking for a new career? Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. is growing and looking to add career-oriented installation and service technicians. On-job training is provided, so all skill levels are encouraged. Apply online at joinoverheaddoor.com, a military and equal opportunity employer.
805 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Cold temperatures and a water main break, not a good mix. And in Laurel, south of 198, looks like we are going to have a closure here of Van Dusen Road and Cherry Lane. Again, with the water main break, Van Dusen and Cherry Lane. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway as we come southbound, a little bit of volume for everybody each direction as you head through Laurel. And then once you get to the Beltway, you're okay. Getting around the Beltway, that's been a struggle. In New Carrollton this morning, had the crash north of 450 on the outer loop, and on the inner loop, we had one near Central Avenue, so each direction definitely below speed. Inside the Beltway, BW Parkway to get onto New York Kenilworth Avenue, scene of the crash, DC 295 continues slow down past Pennsylvania Avenue. Traffic released again over the 14th Street Bridge that had been stopped with police activity. 395, a continuous jam up from the Beltway to town. Now from Garage Door Repair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Getting the cold air in here now with the wind advisory. That's in effect until this evening. Gusty winds out of the west, northwest. Snow flurries dancing around. Mostly cloudy to partly cloudy. And if you're not in the 20s now, you will be. Down to 18 tonight. Suburbs even colder. Partial clouds tomorrow and a high of 31. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 29 in Arlington, 23 in Frederick, 29 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by GarageDoorRepair.com. Is Vladimir Putin's visit to Japan a warning shot at the U.S.? See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Listen, it's going to be cold, so bundle up out there. The wind chill factors are in the teens, so it's just going to get ugly. But remember, we're here to give you all the information you need to know to survive this onslaught of winter weather. Coming up at 8:35 this morning, Jake Tapper from CNN. I'm Brian Wilson. Larry O'Connor is he's off somewhere having fun. Someplace where it's warm, quite frankly. Joining us here today, and very happy to have, is Mary Walters, who fills in on the station all the time. Good morning to you, Mary.
Good morning. And joining us both right now is Michael Steele. You know Michael Steele. He is the former Lieutenant Governor of Maryland. He's also the former chair of the RNC. Michael Steele, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. So, Brian, this is definitely a grade up for you, man. Come on.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I love Michael Steele.
This is a good way to start today.
You have no idea.
Michael, we wanted Larry. Oh my gosh, Brian and I were just talking about faithless electors and this whole thing with the Electoral College and this push from the left to try to overturn these electors, and now they want a briefing before they vote about the Russian hacking, which no one really knows if it happened or not. And if they did hack, what exactly did they do? Do you think we should be worried about this? Because I know quite a few people who are really worried about this vote coming up in the Electoral College.
I'm not worried about it. I think it's a lot of drama right now. The reality of it is the state laws really do regulate this process, and they're fairly straightforward and fairly strict. And I don't think anyone is going to risk coming afoul of those laws. Just to make a point about something, as you just noted, there's still a lot of questions about and direct connections between the Russians and the outcome of the election are not even tenuous. It's just they don't exist. So, the reality of it is, for a lot of people, this is the last gasp. On Monday, the Donald Trump officially becomes the president-elect, and that's, part of the constitutional process. And this is the last little hold on that you have. You're not going to get it. Who's going to give the briefing? I mean, how do you coordinate a briefing among all the electors, some of whom may want it, some of whom don't. I mean, it's just, it's one of those things that it's just more drama than and noise than anything substantive.
And I think in the history of the Electoral College, I think there have been less than 20 people who have voted against against the orders of their state. You know?
Right.
So that's, I think it's pretty remote possibility. I want to ask you about Ronna Romney McDaniel.
Mm-hmm.
She is the GOP, Michigan GOP chair, and she has been tapped by, I guess, Reince Priebus and also Donald Trump to be the next chairman of the RNC, something you know a fair bit about.
A little bit,
what,
yeah.
What do you think about Ronna Romney McDaniel? She is, of course, the niece of Mitt Romney.
Well, there's a couple of things. One, the rapprochement with the Romneys is now complete. So that settles all scores. There's no more water left to run under that bridge. At least turbulent waters, which is good for Trump. But I think more importantly, what people don't really appreciate about Ronna is the fact that she was with Trump from the very beginning.
Right.
As a state chairman. So she got on board like in January of this year and took some grief, obviously, from some folks for it. So her loyalty has been repaid in a big way. The fact that she's a woman, fact that she will be the first woman to chair the Republican Party since the 1950s, I think all of those are very, very important steps for the administration to make, for the RNC to make. And I think from Reince's perspective, it gives him someone over the helm of the RNC that he can trust, that he's worked with. So it sort of cements that piece of it as well. What is interesting in many respects is the effectiveness with which Reince has been able to move into position, establishment pieces on what was supposedly an upturned chessboard. And one that, you know, the voters were claiming they wanted this change, they wanted these new voices, they new faces, and so that's been a very interesting process to watch unfold and how effective he's been and able to do that.
Are we going to see, now that this is being settled and Trump is starting to take control, where is the RNC going to go here? I see the RNC at a crossroads. They can either get behind Trump and get on the bandwagon and join in and use it to their advantage to grow. And I think maybe change the Republican Party a little bit, which I think is a good thing. Or are they going to stick to their guns and let the Trump train go on without them?
Well, I've said since the election that this fight is not over. And I think, you know, people walking around, as Republicans tend to do, we tend to, you know, sort of lavish ourselves in the spoils of victory, and we forget that the hard work that lies beneath that victory must go on. And a lot of that work, it revolves around exactly what you just said, that tension between how the party moves forward and grows and expands its message and its opportunity for new Republicans, or how this party sort of holds on to a past that is slowly slipping through its fingers. I don't know if Trump yet is the catalyst for that, because a lot of the things that Trump has trumpeted are a little bit different from some of the mainstay issues that the party has talked about, and certainly some of the hot button issues like on immigration and the rhetoric and all of that have to get reconciled. I don't know how that gets reconciled. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. But for the party, that is something that it's going to have to confront. And, you know, celebrating the presidency and the great wins is great. But you have to be mindful that philosophically and ideologically, the party is right now in a little bit of a wasteland still.
Go ahead.
No, please.
No, that is just one comment on something that you said. I have said this for a long time. The RNC needs to broaden itself. They just get so ideologically bogged down. And I think this is a huge opportunity for them to be able to do it. But you have no idea how frustrating it has been to watch Republicans snatch defeat from the jaws of victory over and over and over again. So hopefully they've learned a lesson here.
Yeah, hopefully. And you know, again, it's one of those things. I saw it after the 2010 election where, you know, we laid down a lot of pipe in a new direction. A lot of people resisted. A lot of people hated me for it. That's good. You do the job. My job was required to do two things, raise money and win elections. We did both. So by 2012, though, a lot of that had gotten squandered because we didn't build off of it. We didn't build off the momentum. We didn't continue that effort to grow the party's reach into communities and into conversations that we were, at that point, isolated from. So it does make a difference.
It's fun to watch, though, what's going on right now.
Oh, yes.
With a Republican House, a Republican Senate, and a soon-to-have a Republican president, it's going to be fun to watch, isn't it?
It is, and I can tell you the best title I have during all of that is former. So.
All right, listen, Michael Steele, former RNC chairman and former lieutenant governor of the great state of Maryland, thank you so much.
You got it, Brian. Take care. Nice talk with you, Mary.
Nice talking with you, too. It is 8:15 now, WMAL, traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
It's cold, we know that, and boom, boom, like that, we have two water main breaks. This is not good. We'll start in Laurel, so you know about the closure south of 198 on Van Dusen Road at Cherry Lane, again, because of the water main break. And that looks like we have, they're telling me just one lane blocked on 16th Street. So 16th Streeters are coming southbound past Alaska Avenue. I know you're sitting in delays. I'm looking at this pretty slow here. But as you come down towards Sheridan Place, one lane blocked, water main break, and they're trying to deal with that situation. We had a police situation that stopped all traffic at the 14th Street Bridge for almost 20 minutes. That's been released, but boy, jammed out of Newington. Solid lineup. Again, George Washington Parkway, you got hit hard with that stopped traffic trying to recover. Leaving the Beltway, heading DC 295 north to the inbound 11th Street Bridge to the freeway, and on the southbound side of 295, heavy down toward East Capitol Street along the way with a stalled truck. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And currently, it is getting colder, believe it or not. It is actually getting colder out there. Temps are going to fall into the mid to upper 20s. Look for the winds at 25 to 35 miles an hour with higher gusts. Tonight, a low of 18. Those winds are still going to be blowing out there. Tomorrow, Friday, a high of 35. Tomorrow night, occasional snow. And then look for that freezing rain to move in. It'll eventually all turn to rain with a low of 27. Saturday, we're going to get a wintry mix early in the day. And then it switches and highs will go into the mid-50s. And then Sunday, cloudy with rain and highs in the low 60s. So it will be beautiful by the end of the weekend.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 29 degrees outside. You're listening to band music from the 2013 Obama inaugural parade. Everybody loves a good marching band, don't you?
I love who does not love a good marching band?
Well, here is apparently a developing story. According to the folks over at the New York Post, for the first time in 20 years, no Washington, D.C. marching band will perform in the presidential inauguration.
Oh, you know what? Just stop.
Listen, there have been the bands that have performed at the last five inaugural parades, plus other local groups, have not applied to participate in President-elect Donald Trump's swearing-in ceremony. This, according, I want to give the right credit here. NBC4 reports this. I think everybody knows why, and no one wants to lose their job, says Howard University band director John Newsom, whose band played for President Obama's swearing-in ceremony in 2009. They've checked the high school. That's Howard, of course, is a
university.
Is a university, but they've checked with Prince George's County. They're not sending a band. They've checked with other local entities. Montgomery County, as far as we know, they're not sending a band. Nobody's sending a band. Nobody wants to play at Donald Trump's inauguration. I think it's petty.
Yeah, well, here's a couple two points. Number one, this is ridiculous. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for these kids. That's the first thing. And we have adults making this decision. And number two, the irony and the hypocrisy of the left. Do you mean that they're denying a service because it violates their firmly held beliefs? Imagine that. I thought denying service because it violates your beliefs, you know, you don't want to participate in an event that violates your personal beliefs. Didn't the left scream about that and say that should be made illegal?
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
D.C. schools have told NBC4 that they don't know of a single band that has applied for what used to be considered a very prestigious gig.
Oh, it's still a prestigious gig. They should all be banned from the next one. They shouldn't be allowed to.
Yeah. Listen, now, here's the thing about it. You're not aware that when when the election took place, we had actually kids that were breaking out of school in the middle of the day to protest the thing. And I think if a band director decided that, hey, you know what, it's inauguration, he's now our president. There's going to be a parade. It's an honor. It's a prestigious thing. I want our band to apply. I guarantee you, you would not believe the hue and cry, outrage that would be expressed. Oh, well. The parents would be mad. The kids would be mad. No band director wants to go there. I understand where he's coming from. You live in an area like in Montgomery County. Democrats outnumber Republicans 3-1.
Well, and they would be screaming if people didn't do that and didn't apply to with Obama. And it's because they're racist. They're racist. That's exactly what they would be screaming. And guess what? You're a kid. You have no rights. Put your uniform on and march. And if you don't want to put your uniform on and march, you're out of the band. That simple.
Yeah, look, I think this is emblematic of how, the rest of the nation has sent a message to Washington.
Right.
And Washington doesn't like the message.
Exactly.
Get over it. As I like to say, suck it up, Buttercup. The people have spoken.
They got to put on their big white pants and march.
And I say that to the people who are making all this noise about the Electoral College. I say to that to people throughout the agencies that are apparently very concerned about, well, Donald Trump's going to come in here and he's going to upset the apple cart. He's going to do things differently. That's what this election was about. Right. This election was about doing things differently. Get over yourself. This is the way it goes. This is the way the American system works. He won it. And I don't care what you say. He won it fair and square. He won it through the Electoral College. I hear this. Hillary won the popular vote. Doesn't matter. Well, it never has mattered. And if you don't understand that, then you must have been asleep that day in government class when they taught you about the Electoral College.
I think if a kid does not want to march in the parade, very simple. The kids who don't want to march, you sit down and you ask them why. And then you ask them to provide facts. Because I guarantee you they know nothing. They know nothing. Put your uniform on and march.
It's 8:21.
This is Mark Levin. The International Gem and Jewelry Show returns Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Fine jewelry, fiery gems, fashion accessories, and more. Find your sparkle at the International Gem and Jewelry Show Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia.
It's Jamie Whitten. Have you ever dreamed of going to a dentist and actually enjoying the visit? Well, it can happen, and I tell you where that dream place is. It's Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, and all thanks to Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob. Take it from me. They are now my dentist, and I can tell you that it really is the best place for you to get that beautiful smile. And that dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, everyone there, they take gentle care of you. I really enjoy actually even going into the office. They provide personalized attention while being non-judgmental to patients that may not have been to the dentist in years. That might be you. So go ahead and try them out. Also, they care deeply about the Fisher House Foundation. I love this. And they're going to donate $100 to the Fisher House for every new patient visit this month. So trust me, if you have any dental fear at all, a nagging tooth pain, or interested in sedation dentistry, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Sleep, dream, smile.
Adventure knows no boundaries, but it knows all roads. The 2017 Discovery Sport was built for your pursuits. Lease a 2017 Discovery Sport SE for $429 per month for 39 months with $34.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing. 1.9% APR limited term financing excluding taxes, title, and fees all due at signing. Includes $1,000 bonus credit now through January 3rd, 2017 during the Season of Adventure sales event. Visit your local D.C. Baltimore area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
For the first years of your life, you rode on three wheels. But when the trike became a bike, you never looked back. Before long, two wheels changed to four. And after a few years of the minivan when the kids were young, you were able to change back. You're used to change. And change is good, especially when it leads to more power at your command. That's exactly why the Mutual Fund Store has joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now, at Financial Engines, you'll still get the same personalized retirement planning from a trusted advisor, but now we also offer more extensive research and more resources to help your advisor help you get to where you want to be. Let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit financialengines.com today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
When everyone's home for the holidays, they expect their favorite foods.
I wait all year for that sausage stuffing.
I only use Premio sausage. Premio started 40 years ago as a neighborhood Italian butcher shop, making fresh, authentic Italian sausage.
Hey!
You're eating all the Premio! With butcher-quality cuts of pork, seasoning, spice, and nothing else. No fillers. Traditional Italian ingredients used for generations. Dig in. Mouth-watering taste in every bite. That's what Premio brings to the table.
Premio. The way sausage should be.
And it is 8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We've had a busy rush hour for a while. The 14th Street Bridge was not accessible for the George Washington Parkway and for northbound 395 commuters. They were allowing official movement to head through that area. Delays still back to the Beltway, even though lanes have been open for a while. 395 absolutely jammed, as is the George Washington Parkway, so plan for that. As you come out of Newington, also onto that inner loop of the Beltway through Annandale, slow outer loop past Braddock Road, had a report of a stalled. On the Fairfax County Parkway, have the accident reported southbound side of the Fairfax County Parkway, just past Burke Lake Road. Normally we have most of that northbound slowdown through there, but southbound with the crash. Two water main breaks, one in Laurel, Van Dusen Road at Cherry Lane, that's south of 198, that's closed, and also one lane of 16th Street is blocked near Military Road with a water main break. Update brought to you by MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute, helping women understand the risk factors and unique symptoms for heart disease and offering the comprehensive treatments to meet their needs. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/womensHearts. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold air now getting ushered in. Gusty winds around. Wind advisories for a bunch of us. Coming partly cloudy, windy, a few snow flurries. Temperatures falling into the upper 20s this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And in the nation's capital, it is a balmy 25 degrees.
All right, here's a story from the Washington Times. I've told people to be on the lookout because in the last days of a presidency, they try to slip a lot of stuff under the under the door and get a lot of things passed and a lot of rules implemented. Here's one from the Washington Times, which caught my attention. President Obama is delivering a generous parting gift of Planned Parenthood in the form of a rule prohibiting states from divesting millions of dollars from the nation's largest abortion provider. This is the final version of the rule issued by the Department of Health and Human Services on Wednesday, requires states to distribute dollars from Title X of the Public Health Service Act without taking into account whether recipient clinics perform abortions. Now, let's make clear here. Federal dollars are not used right now for abortion.
Right.
That is not allowed. But we do send federal dollars to people who perform abortions, and that money is not supposed to be used for abortion, but used for other things. But some states have said, we don't want to give them that money because we think that money is fungible and that they will use it in ways that we don't want them to use it. Well, now this rule has said you can't take that into consideration. And this rule goes into effect 2 days before Donald Trump takes office.
It's a rule, though. It's not a law.
That's right.
Bye-bye.
Well, let's watch. It's 8:28 on WMAL.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Wilson with Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. If you're thinking of selling in 2017, make the smarter choice and save thousands. Get the same full-service listing without the high commission sticker shock. We've already saved our clients over $4 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people
people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
And I'm Jerry Rice saying so long from San Francisco.
Thank goodness. Oh, these overtime games are just killing my back.
You should try the patch.
The patch?
The Tiger Balm patch. It's a blend of essential oils that goes deep into aching muscles and joints for fast, soothing pain relief. I go for Tiger Balm after every game.
What every armchair quarterback needs, proven pain relief.
And a good wide receiver.
You don't know any, do you?
Roar back from pain with Tiger Balm. It works where it hurts.
Jake Tapper with CNN coming up in just a moment. It is 8:30 in the nation's capital. Here's the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by AT&T. Northern Virginia Congressman Don Beyer is calling on Congress to delay next week's Electoral College vote to give each elector time for an intelligence briefing. But Michael Steele, the former chairman of the Republican National Committee, is confident the Electoral College will meet on time and will formally make Donald Trump the president-elect.
It's a lot of drama right now. The reality of it is the state laws really do regulate this process, and they're fairly straightforward and fairly strict. And I don't think anyone is going to risk coming afoul of those laws just to make a point.
Steele spoke a few minutes ago here on WMAL's Mornings on the Mall. What role Donald Trump's family will play in the White House remains unclear, as evidenced by yesterday's meeting with tech leaders at Trump Tower.
You'll call my people, you'll call me. It doesn't make any difference. We have no formal chain of command around here.
Donald Trump's unconventional White House quickly shaping up to be a family affair. Trump's three eldest children, Donald Jr., Eric, and Ivanka, and son-in-law Jared Kushner, all sitting in on a meeting with the nation's top tech executives Wednesday, some who openly supported Hillary Clinton.
Anything we can do to help this go along, and we're going to be there for you.
Kushner helped organize the meeting, which the group says will happen quarterly.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. Metro's board of directors is set to vote today on cuts to late-night service. A committee of the board has put its stamp of approval on a plan to close at 11:30 weeknights, 1 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,793, the Nasdaq at 54.37. Sports, the Wizards explode with 45 points in the third quarter en route to a victory over the Hornets. College basketball, Howard loses. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Businesses today need collaboration tools that give them simplicity and scale. Take this midsize accounting firm. It's tax season, which means to keep up, they just signed 57 seasonal employees.
Welcome to the team. Welcome to the team. Welcome to the team. Welcome to
all
the
out
team.
And about, welcome all on team. Different devices, all with different needs. Some need to email and video conference with clients. Others need to instant message and conference with coworkers. All need voice, and they need it right away. With the help of AT&T Collaborate, businesses have the flexibility to start with voice and add more features as they grow. AT&T Collaborate combines voice, video, instant messaging, and conferencing all in one cloud-based solution, making it easy to use, manage, and deploy, giving your business the agility to have simplicity and scale. AT&T Collaborate. Discover the power of and at att.com/collaborate.
Hey, get those carpets cleaned before the holidays, all right? Now's the time, before the holidays. And Zero Res is ready to help with a really generous deal, the Zero Res 1010 holiday offer. I love that Zero Res is doing this with our listeners. If you call and book your cleaning today, they'll donate $10 to the Fisher House Foundation. Plus, you're going to save $10 off each room of carpet cleaning. Man, everybody wins with this deal. Zero Res always guarantees their work. All technicians are company employees. They're drug tested, background checked, and bonded. They respect your time with with prompt appointment arrivals. Plus, they bring their own water, so your supply is not tapped into. And if you don't have carpet, that's okay. Zero Res can still help. They bring the shine back to your hardwoods, tile, and grout, too. Don't delay. Get clean for the holidays with Zero Res's 10-10 offer. $10 donated to Fisher House and $10 off each room of carpet cleaning. Minimum supply. Tell them Larry sent you. Call 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
If you're looking for huge savings on a new Ford commercial vehicle, your timing couldn't be better. Announcing commercial van season at your local Ford dealer. Now get a great offer plus a big tax break for your business when you buy a new Ford truck or van by December 31st. There's never been a better time to upgrade and save. Right now, get up to $5,500 cash back on a 2016 Transit XL van or lease for only $399 a month. Or get a 2016 Transit Connect XL van with up to $4,000 cash back or lease for just $269 a month. Plus, deduct up to the entire purchase cost on your 2016 tax return. Tax guidelines based on IRS 179. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford Credit Commercial Lease. Taxes, title, and license fees extra. Lease payment may vary. Dealer determines price. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 12/31/16. See dealer for qualifications and complete details. Visit buyfordnow.com and see your local Ford dealer today.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Cold temperatures, water main breaks. We have a couple of them this morning. Starting northwest D.C. on 16th Street, coming southbound. A lot of you come southbound out of Silver Spring. We have, before you get to Military Road at Sheridan Street, at least one lane's going to be blocked here, they tell me, with this water main activity. In Laurel, shut down is Van Dusen Road at Cherry Lane. That puts it south of 198. And let's stick in Laurel here and go on to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. You're hitting delays right near 198 to go southbound to the crash before 197. Again, that's on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway with that accident activity. Now, normally they get ready to set up some road work on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway inside the Beltway near 410. I don't have reports of that, but I'm seeing delays already starting in that stretch near Capitol Plaza and southbound both 50 and the B-Dub slows to get onto DC 295. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Flurries dancing around and certainly is going to feel more like winter as we head on through today. Gusty winds, a wind advisory covering most of us. Temperatures falling into the 20s if you're not there already. Clear sky tonight, 18 degrees. Tomorrow, 31, partly cloudy. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 27 in Springfield, 28 in Bethesda, 28 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Good morning to you. It's a cold, cold Thursday morning, but we've got stuff to keep you warm and entertained. And keep your hands by the radio, because it gives off a little bit of ambient heat, so it helps you out. Joining us on the line right now is our good friend Jake Tapper, anchor of CNN's The Lead and State of the Union. Good morning to you, Jake.
Good morning.
All right, so I'm here alongside Mary Walters, who fills in quite a bit, filling in for Larry today. Link, we wanted to talk to you about this story on CNN about Ivanka Trump and how there might be some changes over at the White House in the way they have an office of the First Lady. That might change somewhat, according to some of your reporting over there.
That's right. Sarah Murray, our stellar Trump transition reporter, says that a source tells her that there are talks right now in Trump land to change the office of the First Lady, make it the office of the First Family, give Ivanka, Donald Trump's daughter, a role in the East Wing and an office where she can push some of the issues that are important to her. And the Trump transition team says that no final decisions have been made, but it's not the strongest pushback in the world to the story. And it's very interesting considering the fact that we already know that Ivanka and her husband, Jared Kushner, are house hunting in Washington, and that Jared Kushner is also, they're talking about a leadership role for him within the White House. So it looks like, you know, the Trump team has been challenging the norms of how things have been done for a long time in the White House and in this country, and this is yet another one.
Well, we know that Melania is not coming to Washington initially because she wants to stay there and let Barron finish his school year, which we completely understand. All parents understand right. That makes sense.
Sure.
Would she eventually come here, do you think, or is that just still sort of yet to be decided?
I think it's yet to be decided. My understanding is that after the school year is over, Melania and Barron will come down to the White House. But, you know, as with all things in Trump land, who knows? I mean, decisions are made and then they are reversed. But I think what's interesting here is that, well, first of all, this is the first time in a long time that we've had a president with adult children. The last few occupants of the White House, I guess you have to go all the way back to George H.W. Bush, who had adult kids. But the last three occupants of the White House have had kids in grade school or high school. So here we have adult children and the roles that they will play. And obviously there have been questions about the wall that Donald Trump says he wants to ultimately build between his global business empire and the White House, and how Don Jr. and Eric will run the company, even though there are questions about the role they're playing in the transition with them interviewing candidates for state, for interior. But here we have, it looks like, a plan to remove Ivanka from the business side of things, although I guess we'll see, and have her have a policy role in the White House.
Jake, this is Mary Walter. Ivanka Trump, we know, leans left. When I was listening to her speech at the RNC, I thought, wait, is this the DNC? She's talking about forcing companies for paid leave and this and that. It's very, very more Democrat policies, more government intervention, more government regulation on businesses as far as mandating certain things. Should we be concerned with her having, if she has an office in the White House, to push those policies? Because those are pretty much against what Donald Trump talks about.
It's interesting. You know, we don't know exactly what role she will play and what issues she will push. I mean, obviously, as you mentioned, there was the child care issue, which I think ended up being more of a tax credit proposal than anything else. And I think it was voluntary. I don't think it was a mandate in terms of the proposal, but we'll see what comes out of the office. I know a lot of conservatives have said the exact same thing that you just said, which is that she seems to be a liberal Democrat, Ivanka Trump. But remember, Donald Trump is in many ways, you know, reshaping and realigning what the Republican Party, at least in his world, stands for. I mean, a lot of the positions that he has taken when it comes to trade are more traditional union protectionist kind of positions when it comes to trade. He also seems to be, for want of a better word, more of an isolationist, not in the strict sense of not having anything to do with the rest of the world, but certainly a non-interventionist, far more so than his Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton, would have been, I think. So I guess my answer is yes, Ivanka would be reshaping what the Republican Party and what a Republican White House stands for, but in some ways her father has been doing that as well.
Wait, but the other thing that comes to mind is the whole climate change thing. She seems to be a proponent of that, and Donald Trump flat out said it's a bunch of hooey. So,
right. Ivanka, absolutely. Ivanka has said that she's on the side of the climate scientists, and Donald Trump is shall we call him a skeptic or a denier.
He's a denier.
Yeah. All right. I want to ask you about these Russian hacking allegations and the intelligence community. Well, where is this coming from? Because, I mean, there seems to be those who say, well, the CIA believes this. The DNI, the Director of National Intelligence, does not. The FBI does not share in this assessment. Where is the truth as far as we can discern it?
Well, it's difficult to discern for us, but I mean, I think there are different standards of proof that the CIA has versus the FBI has. And we've seen the FBI, you know, they have to build a case. They, you know, their standard is what can we prove in a court of law, whereas the CIA does take more liberties when it comes to deducing what they think happened and why. I guess there's no real dispute about whether or not any of the intelligence agencies believe that the Russians conducted hacking. They all agree with that. The question is, what was the motivation? Why did the Russians do it? And the CIA believes that that the Russians were trying to sway the election for Donald Trump. Former CIA Director General Michael Hayden was on my show yesterday, and he said, based on just like public information, not based on any insider information. He did not think so necessarily, but he thought that, it was more likely, in his view, that the Russians were just trying to sow seeds of doubt in the election and the integrity of democracy. And that's something we have all over the world, Russians using various means, whether cyber or otherwise, to try to get publics in different countries to not trust institutions and to not trust leaders. And that's what Hayden thought. So it's all, the disagreement right now is all about motivation, not about
whether there was actual hacking. Okay. Listen, yeah, Jake, greatly appreciate it. Appreciate you joining us here on Mornings on the Wall.
Thanks, guys.
It is now 8:44 on WMAL.
Have you been thinking about upgrading your heating and air conditioning system? Well, now is the perfect time. ARS Rescue Router will give you up to $1,000 in instant savings on complete heating and cooling systems now through the end of the year. Expert installation from trusted professionals. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
All right, guys, I'm going to give it to you one more time because I know you're in trouble, because I have been there. I know what it is to not have an idea, to be, as we say, bereft of ideas about what you do for that special lady in your life. And I've got the answer. It's quick. It's easy. You're going to really thank me one day for this. The super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footy by Pajamagram. Because face it, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. The Hoodie Footy is the ultimate solution. It combines, you ready? This is the great thing. This is a 1-2 punch. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of the footy pajama. I mean, how can you go wrong? Head-to-toe warmth means she'll be cozy in no time. You don't have to wrap this thing up because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. This is a no-brainer, guys. Pick up the phone right now. Visit Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. That's 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them Brian Wilson sent you. It is now 8:45 on WML. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten with the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Some positive news for the rush hour. Where we have recovered is really through Dale City and Newington. But now, let me give you the big delays. Once you get through Newington, you're jammed onto the inner loop of the Beltway, and it's most of the way to the American Legion Bridge, jammed across the 14th Street Bridge. George Washington Parkway, very slow this morning, heavier than normal. We had a closure at the 14th Street Bridge earlier with some police activity, but that really caused us big delays there. Fairfax County Parkway, southbound direction. You normally don't have these delays heading in the Burke Lake area. Crash southbound Fairfax County Parkway after Burke Lake Road. Baltimore Washington Parkway in Laurel, you're in that stop and go to the crash southbound side near 197. And a heads up, the closure in Laurel, Van Dusen Road at Cherry Lane because of a water main break, and these temperatures not good. That puts it south of 198. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And today, look for a few flurries. It's going to get colder. Winds are going to pick up 25 to 35 miles an hour. Tonight, the winds hang in there with a low of 18. It's snuggle weather. Tomorrow, Friday, 31. Tomorrow night, occasional snow, followed by freezing rain, and then rain with a low of 27. And then Saturday night, a wintry mix early on Saturday. On Saturday, we'll have a wintry mix early, but then the temperatures are going to go up, highs in the mid-50s. Sunday, we end it with clouds, some rain, and highs in the low 60s. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 25 degrees.
Well, it is that time of year where we talk about things like Christmas and Santa and the reindeer. Can you name all the reindeer?
You and I just did this. Dancer, Prancer.
No, Dasher, Dancer.
Oh, I have to do it in your order?
You have to do it in the correct order.
Well, just because it's in the song that way doesn't mean it's the correct order.
It's also in the poem, in which where we get the name. So let's do it in the right order.
Right. There's only one way. Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen.
Now, it is Dunder and Blitzen.
No, it's Donner. Donner and Blitzen.
Dunder and Blixem.
And again, you're
wrong. The original Dutch.
Oh, I'm going with the Germans.
This is 1837, and it was an original Dutch.
I'm going with the updated version.
Okay. Well, listen, apparently the Washington Post has a sort of a fun little article. It's a letter to children and from Santa. I'm using my fingers to make quotations. There is no easy way to say this, so I'll just cut to the chase. My sleigh will be bringing fewer Christmas gifts this year. It seems my reindeer are simply too small to lug such large loads. This is not because I have eaten too many cookies, nor is this a letter actually written by your parents who forgot to buy presents. It's also because you've been naughty. It's not because you've been naughty. It is, scientists tell me, due to... Ready? Are you waiting for it?
Global warming.
Climate change. Which this resident of the warming Arctic, unlike the U.S. president-elect, believes is real. Oh, give me a break. Give me a break.
It's probably...
Can't we just have Santa Claus without somehow involving him in global warming?
And actually, this is part of the war on women because those reindeer are female.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, they are. They're because male reindeer shed their antlers in the summer. So to have antlers in December, they must be female or very young males, which wouldn't be old enough or big enough to pull the sleigh. So it's clearly part of the war on women.
Wow. That's I have never thought about that.
See? That's why I'm here.
Apparently this letter, you know,
I've done with
tongue firmly in cheek, though. I mean, I look.
No, it's not done firmly with tongue in cheek, and that's the sad part of this whole thing, is she is dead serious. Can you imagine being her child?
I know. It's no humor, no sense of humor at all. And what I hate is the fact that we can't have one simple...
Right.
Institution for children.
You know,
why drag Santa Claus into your ideology?
You want to know why? Because liberals...
Santa Claus is free of ideology, I say.
Listen, liberals live their lives being miserable. They love being miserable. There has to always be something wrong. If you find joy in something, liberals immediately have to find a reason as to why it's terrible and horrible. That's just who they are.
Rudolph, by the way, came around in 1939.
And he's technically a woman, too.
Can't be.
I'm just saying.
It's 8:50 on WMAL.
With Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Every parent has been there, me included. How do you make your child listen? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. My good friend and colleague, Kelly Wallace, has this great column on CNN.com called Parent Acts. She recently did one on how to deal with a defiant child. And basically, it boils down to three key pieces of advice. Number one, strike when the iron is cold. Don't wait for a behavioral problem and then threaten to take something away. Instead, look ahead to a special treat or an outing and make it clear you want to see good behavior before then. Number two, offering choices increases the likelihood your kid will actually listen. Rather than put on your jacket, try this. Put on your green jacket or blue sweater, please. Last but not least, don't underestimate the power of praising good behavior. Get specific. Let them know exactly what it is they did, that you liked, and you'll be more likely to see that behavior time and time again. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-735-8360. That's 800-735-8360. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-735-8360.
Don't mess with climbing a ladder to clean your clogged gutters. Call LeafGuard today. LeafGuard lets the water in and keeps the leaves and debris out. Best of all, it comes with a lifetime no-clog warranty. If it ever does clog, LeafGuard will clean them for free. Right now, take advantage of LeafGuard's year-end sale. Get low monthly payments plus 50% off all downspouts. And just for WMAL listeners, LeafGuard will make a $25 donation to Fisher House in your name with every in-home estimate. 703-291-3114 or find out more at briangutters.com.
Hi, this is Mark Levin. The International Gem and Jewelry Show returns to the Dulles Expo Center this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Fine jewelry, fiery gems, designer watches, fashion accessories, and more. Find something for everyone and buy direct from hundreds of designers and manufacturers all under one roof. That's what I do. Don't drive from mall to mall. Find quality selection and save lots of money at the International Gem and Jewelry Show this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get 2 free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin-purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
And it is 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And time we should be winding down this commute, but we're still busy. A lot of areas. Let's go to the Wilson Bridge out of Maryland. Delays near St. Barnabas Road. That's the inner loop. Outer loop, though, we have extensive delays. I've been talking about this all morning. Coming around from Andrews now, still with the heavy stop and go. That continues past FedEx Field and around into New Carrollton. We had the crash near Goodluck Road. In the backups, one reported on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, southbound heavy as you approach 197 with accident activity. In Laurel, with the water main break closed, is Van Dusen Road at Cherry Lane. On the trip in Virginia, 395 delays out of Newington to and across the 14th Street Bridge. GW Parkway slows to merge. Earlier problem on the 14th Street Bridge. That's been cleared. Update is brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping. 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Getting the cold air in here now with wind advisory. That's in effect until this evening. Gusty winds out of the west-northwest. Snow flurries dancing around. Mostly cloudy to partly cloudy. And if you're not in the 20s now, you will be. Down to 18 tonight. Suburbs even colder. Partial clouds tomorrow and a high of 31. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And right now in the nation's capital, we're at 25 degrees.
Now is the time to shop at Riccardi in Georgetown. Riccardi Clothier brings you the finest selection of Italian designs and fabrics. For a limited time, super 150 suits, usually $1,230, now $599. Get ready for black tie events with a tuxedo and accessories from Riccardi at half off the regular price. Plus, you won't find a better selection of Italian silk ties in D.C., normally $100 each, now three for $100. Riccardi's in Georgetown at the corner of Wisconsin and O Streets, 202-338-5300 or RiccardiClothier.com.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
UMUC offers rolling admissions and multiple start dates so you can earn your degree without putting your life on hold. And with no SAT or GRE required, you can get started fulfilling your dreams at your own pace. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and it's the time of the year when we give thanks for all the good things in our lives. Me, I'm thankful anytime I can get a good night's sleep. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you may not feel so thankful if you're not getting relief from your CPAP machine. And you're not alone. Studies show that more than 50% of people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, the future of sleep therapy is here. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor here in the Washington area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
The Combined Federal Campaign, or CFC, is the world's most successful annual workplace charity campaign. Your donations help support nonprofit organizations like Livestrong, which helps millions of people fight through and beyond a cancer diagnosis. Livestrong offers free personalized cancer support services and community programs such as Livestrong at the YMCA. There is life after cancer, and you can help. Donate to Livestrong during the Combined Federal Campaign, CFC number 11991. To learn more, visit WMAL.com/charity.
Mary Walter, it's good to have you here. Thank you for coming in today, filling in for Larry.
Thank you so much for having me. It was really a lot of fun.
Well, we try to keep it interesting. Coming up tomorrow on the program, Brett Baer, Trevor Maddich on the Redskins, and Greg Gutfeld will be here. That'll be fun. That'll be entertaining. Hey, looky there. There's Chrissy Plant.
It's Watergate all over again. The break-in at the Democratic National Committee headquarters. I heard Scott Pelley say it last night. It's 9/11 times 1,000. How much is that? That's 91,100 or something like that. It's huge. The Democrats, they're out of their gourd. If they ever had a gourd to begin with, they're out of it. Wait till you hear what they're doing today. They've gone mad.